Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I don't want to talk about this. I hate it.
Somebody sent it to us. Travis, I think that they wanted our unique perspective on it.
My unique perspective is I'm not interested in having a discussion about the fucking Baldo.
But they insisted.
You guys feel free to talk it out, but
they insisted.
Our product is real.
It's a real thing, Travis.
Doesn't Baldo sound
such a shitty product?
Like a product from the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Mike. I am joined by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, the Duke of Denim, the man of spice, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone. Travis Hulse is here.
Hey, in a rare daylight appearance.
And guys, special guest this week from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, our good friend Shannon Lake is here. Hello, Shannon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, I believe after the break we are going to be talking to stand-up comedian Katie Hannigan. She has a new album out now. It's on Spotify. It's on all the things that you get albums on. It's called Feeling of Emptiness. Looking forward to that.
Oh, I like that title. That's right up my alley.
Travis. Jody shared a thing on Twitter the other day that you could sign up and be a affiliate for Baldo. And I filled it out. We have a sponsorship with Baldo now, Travis, the Bald Dildo.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Travis, you go to WFODshow.com/Baldo. And they have a little cartoon testicle man. Hey, you can click on the cartoon testicle man, and it'll take you to the Baldo website, where I think you get a discount or something. I don't know. I just thought it was funny because you were mad at it.
20% off of your balls.
No.
Why is this thing still around?
I don't know, Travis. It's like $65. It's pretty expensive. But maybe with the you know, the WFOD discount code, you know, it's more in your price range to try out. You like...
Even if it was $10, like, who is clamoring to shove their testicles in a tube?
Hey, Travis, the reviews say that
penis substitute.
The ballgasm that you get from jamming your balls in a lady, it can't be beat, Travis.
Such thing.
What the hell?
Aren't you tired of just sticking your penis in a gal, Travis? Don't you want something more?
I'm almost 42 years old. There is no such thing as a ballgasm.
A ballgasm, Travis!
I understand that there's lots of nerve endings and feeling points or whatever in the scrotum area. That's fine and good. But the last thing I've ever wanted was somebody to compress my testicles in a tube and shove them in and out of something.
I have never wanted balls less in my life than right fucking now.
Travis,
they're awful.
You know, everyone says, like, you got to have a big pair of balls to do this or that and everything like that. I was like, balls sound great. Until this fucking conversation transpired.
You don't want balls.
What the fuck, you guys? No, I don't.
They're useless. The testicles are a useless item.
Not anymore, Travis. Not with the power of the Baldo, our new sponsor.
So what you're saying is it takes a completely useless thing that you have and puts use to it, like kind of like a English degree or an art degree.
Travis, on their merch store, they have merch. They have their little cartoon testicle man, their smiling cartoon testicle man, his name's Chuck. And you can buy like a t-shirt with a little smiling testicle. I think he has arms.
Who's doing that?
Who's buying a testicle shirt? A real piece of shit, Travis. But hopefully someone listens to us, I guess, because like we'll get a cut.
That's like people walk like if they were walking around with an AdamandEve.com t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, who's walking around just blazing their weird sexual perverseness?
Rep the brand. Let's go.
Travis, this is a terrible ad.
AdamandEve.com/WFOD. Get free five free gifts.
I thought like we could do like a good pre-roll about our new sponsorship opportunity, and you are ruining it. But that is real, by the way. You can go to WFODshow.com/Baldo.
I'm so sorry, Travi.
It's daytime, so I'm like drinking a Gatorade. Like, I'm not intoxicated enough to even think about this stupid item.
Travis, many years ago, I thought of this story the other day. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. But many years ago, I was a property manager at a storage place. Basically, you live in an apartment above the storage place. And on your days off, there was people that would show up and work in the office while you had a day off. And so like if you were one of the roaming people, like you had like two or three stores that you went to and just worked on the person who lived upstairs days off. There was this really big fat guy that worked at some of the stores. And every time you would come in after the really big fat guy worked, he had gotten poop all over the toilet seat. He came to my store. And like the first time I came in and there was poop all over the toilet seat, I was like, ah, you know, but then like it happened like three or four times. And I was like, oh, it's this guy. And he poops on the toilet seat every time. So eventually I said something to my boss because I didn't think it was really my place to be like, hey, man, quit pooping on the toilet seat. So I said something to my boss so that like she could say something to him because, you know, she's the boss. And what she said, Travis, is, oh, man, you got to start talking to me about the poop thing, too. And that's when I found out that it was a thing. And she kept moving this guy around because people were complaining about the poop at all these different places. And so then like,
so why instead of like being upset that people are talking to her about the poop thing and moving this guy to different places? So she had to hear about why didn't she say, hey, guy, maybe don't shit on the toilet seats?
Well, she felt uncomfortable having the conversation, so she eventually just promoted the guy to have his own store so that he could go poop in his own toilet. And that was her solution. She just,
oh, my God. What?
She promoted that.
So you need to shit on everything to get elevated, like escalate in the company?
I just thought of that earlier.
I will poop everywhere on Monday.
And then
to get promoted.
Shannon, fun end to that story. So he got the apartment, right? And then like he just had like 20 of his dude friends move in with him. And like they were all just like sleeping on the floor in sleeping bags. They were all like really gross. And so like every night there was like 25 cars parked on the lot. And it didn't last too long because he's kind of a garbage person. I don't know if he was charged.
So that was a free thing then? So you were paid to do this property manager job and given a place to live for free?
Well, you took a little bit of a pay cut, Travis, but it was a pretty good deal. Me and Laura, we lived at the apartment above the storage place for a while. It was a bad job. I didn't like it.
You took a hit on the dollar amount, but you got a free place to live.
Yeah, a little bit on the salary, but then you got a free place to live. And you didn't have to drive to work.
This guy thought he'd double down and really, really get the raise by moving about 15 people in there.
Right. He just had like all his friends move in with him.
Oh, my God.
He was like running like a flop house or something. Flop house, is that what you call it, Travis?
Yeah, that's a flop house. He's probably charging him too to really triple down on that. But hopefully, he made good use of that.
Some of the people, Travis, that lived with this guy though are the type of guys who would try out the Baldo, where you could stick your balls in like
on each other.
It has like a cone on the end, Travis, so that you can insert it.
Who
into your lady?
Who is
what the fuck?
These dirty, dirty men—they wouldn't have use for this, right? Like, do you feel like there's a lot of females out there looking for a partner who, every time they sit on a toilet, leaves shit all over it? I don't
know. I think he had a girlfriend or a wife or something. I think he had kids, Travis.
That can't be right.
I hate everything about this conversation.
Yeah, I don't even know what made me think of this story, guys. It has no relevance to anything.
No, and then what's this thing, the ball cone? I can't even picture this. Like,
well,
the
Shannon, that's our sponsor. We have to mention our sponsor, Baldo, the ball dildo. And their mascot, Chuck.
Why am I even remotely associated with this today?
Shannon.
I don't have time for this shit.
So... There were some gals on Twitter that were talking the other day about how they used to eat their lunch in a bathroom stall. They didn't want to socialize, and so they went and sat in a bathroom stall and ate their lunch like on a tray. And it grossed me out.
Yeah, I usually go into the corporate bathroom to cry, but eating lunch, that's a viable option. I mean, some people do that, but whatever.
Can't you just eat it at your desk or something? You
can't cry at your desk. I go to the bathroom to cry.
Oh, okay.
Lunch in the bathroom is weird to me, but crying is totally normal.
Yeah, that grossed me out to think of like eating and stuff. And like I think it grosses me out that like you probably get poop and stuff on your phone.
There's shit in the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I just said to them not to do that because it grossed me out. And they were pro ingesting poop. And they told me that all of the fast food restaurants, their ice has poop in it. And that I should just get used to eating poop, Shannon. And I refuse. And I'm probably paraphrasing and in bad faith saying that they said things they didn't say. But, you know, it's my podcast. I guess if they want to say that said something I didn't say on their podcast, they can do that, too. So I look into it, Travis, and it's real. They were talking about how gross the ice machines are. And, like, all the ice machines.
Oh, not the Sonic ice, like the crushed ice, like the good ice. You all know the good ice.
Yeah,
that
bougie ice. I know what you're talking about.
Does the good ice have poop in it?
I think all of it does, Shannon. I'm sorry to break this to you, but I think all of the ice is gross. And it all has bad stuff in it. I don't think it's like actually poop, but like they were just going around investigating and like, you know, people were just like scooping the ice with their hand in the cup and their dirty ass hands were getting in it. It was the same bacteria as poop, but I don't think it was actually poop.
Guys, stop for a second and just think about this.
No, I'm panicking.
The normal human being, not even gross human beings, but normal human beings. Think about what you do throughout the day, what you touch, sneezing, coughing, you know, using the facilities, what you're touching and doing all day. Think about that. Uh-huh. Put that into a fast food kitchen where they're running around, throwing together burgers and, you know, filling ice machines and all that kind of stuff. What do you think? You know, you're going to ingest gross, right? So, and then like double down, triple down, quadruple down on that to some of the people you see in a fast food kitchen and think about how probably less attention they're paying to their hygiene and what you're acting. So, I mean, it's.
Some of these are like 13, 14, 15 year old boys that jerk
gross.
Off constantly and you can crack a
teenage
blanket.
Boys are disgusting.
I'm never
in
fucking
general.
Eating again.
What they were saying is that because ice is gross, that I should just accept that things are going to have poop in it. I think that was what Jody said. Jody's a real piece of shit, Travis. I like Jody a lot.
Jody is not a piece of shit. You're so mean.
But Jody, I mean, he just says, well, I guess we eat poop, man. And it was like, no, we shouldn't eat poop, Jody.
We don't.
We should not accept that you could just eat poop. That's bad. Jody, I'm sorry I called you a piece of shit. You're not a piece of shit. You're my friend. But don't eat poop, Jody. And don't accept a world where they say you have to eat poop. Jody, you're better than this. But no, they said that all the ice has poop in it, Travis. I got a clip.
In 2017, the BBC released the results of an investigation into three major coffee shop chains, Starbucks, Costa, and Cafe Nero. When they tested their iced water, they found that some samples from every chain contained coliform bacteria, which is essentially poop bacteria.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
And that's Starbucks. Starbucks is like one of the more hoity-toity ones. I mean, think about like the gross places like Burger King.
Oh, God. How much more poop does
Burger King?
Which
is the
King?
Grossest?
Like,
which is the grossest? Do you think it's... I think it's Burger King. You think it's Burger King?
I would say Whataburger has the most poop in their ice.
See, I don't have a Whataburger around here, but I'm talking
down
like,
south. I don't
national chains. I would say probably.
Then McDonald's probably has a lot of poop in their iced tea.
Shannon, in the chat, Rob says, to be fair, he's kind of a piece of shit.
Jody?
I think that they don't clean the ice machine as much. And I always thought, see, Travis, around here, a lot of people order soda without ice. And I just thought that, like, it was a scam to try to get more soda. Because, you know, sometimes you get way too much ice and then, like, you drink, like, a couple drinks and you're out of drink. But maybe they're onto it. Maybe they've worked in fast food before and they know how gross the ice is. So maybe,
yeah.
Well, I feel like the investigation needs to continue. You need to go to your local fast food places and say, hey, if you were to order from this restaurant, would you put ice in your soft drink?
Just say, hey, before I order, does your ice have poop in it? Can you go look and just see what your ice situation looks like?
Yeah, look in the top, look in the vat. If there's anything floating, I'm not interested in ice. If it's clean,
you guys are thinking about this the entire opposite direction. You're trying to be proactive. We need to see how reactive they are. Go into the ice machine, take a shit, and see if anyone does anything about it.
Yeah, if they just put the cover back on, you know, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
they look at it and they go,
let's get a reactionary response.
I ain't cleaning it. And then they just walk away.
It's not my job. I got to take a shit in the ice machine
and see if they fucking do anything about it.
Somebody replied to that and said something along the lines of that what they would do with the soda nozzles is they would just take them out like once a week and leave them in bleach for like 15 minutes. And that was how they cleaned them. And that doesn't seem right either.
Gross. What about all the tubes and the lines?
Yeah, all of those places have their own little divisions that will come through their restaurants and clean their lines every so often. It's like law. I mean, bars have to do it. Restaurants have to do it. You have to have your lines cleaned every so often and your nozzles cleaned every so often to meet health regulations.
So this is all fine.
A little bit better
is what you're saying, Travis.
Yeah, it's bullshit. They're like everything has got feces. I mean, seriously.
Oh no! Don't tell me everything has feces in it.
Every single thing has feces on it of some sort.
No,
somewhere.
It doesn't.
Even if it's the tiniest particle, we're all covered head to toe in shit at all times.
But these people are eating in the bathroom, Travis. Can we unequivocally denounce that?
Oh, that's disgusting. Those are disgusting people. Eating in the bathroom is so gross.
Travis, are you ever walking around with like a fountain beverage and you have to pee? Like, you don't take your beverage into the bathroom with you, right? Because I don't.
You set it outside. This is my.
Well, I don't set it outside either because I don't want anybody to like fuck with it while I'm in the bathroom.
Every time I go to the movies, the way that the theater is set up is there's like one of the concession counters is like right up to. It kind of shares a wall with the bathroom. So when I come out of a motion picture and I want to take a fountain soda home, or if there's popcorn left, if they don't do refills anymore, thanks a lot, fucking COVID. but what I'll do is I'll fill up my soda and I'll put it on the counter right outside the bathroom, kind of tucked by one of their little promo, like, you know, cards that they say, oh, buy this special popcorn, this special bucket. So I'll kind of tuck it away and walk into the bathroom and then come out and grab it on the way out. So I know I wouldn't even with that cup. No, there's nothing. No, you don't take shit into the bathroom. You leave it outside.
That's the best thing about going to the movies with your wife, Travis, is like,
hold this.
Yeah. They can hold it while you're peeing and make sure that nobody fucks with it.
But one of the worst things about going to the movies with your wife is that you took your wife to the movies.
Oh my God. You're so rude. She's a delight. I'll take her if you don't want her.
She don't want to go to the movies.
Then after the movie, Travis, what you can do is you can come home and you can strap on the Baldo, available now.
Stop sponsoring
WFODshow.com/Baldo. You click on Chuck, the little ball sack happy man. And
hey, honey, I just got back from seeing Uncharted with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. I really feel the need to slap on the Baldo and get to business.
Fucking hell, I quit.
Shannon, I saw a video of a man dumping a bunch of garlic salt on all his charcoal, like when he was preparing his barbecue. You ever done that? Is that a thing that they do out there in the Seattle area?
No, I've never heard of that. But does it work? Does it like flavor the smoke? Like if I could get garlic flavored smoke, I'm down for it.
Maybe it smells. It just smell good, Travis. Season in your charcoal.
Not for long.
And then it just starts to smell bad.
The powder's
right?
Gonna burn. It's gonna burn. Yeah. Like at first, garlic salt, all those seasonings would probably smell delicious, but they're gonna sit on that cold. They're gonna burn. There's like. There's a reason why you don't leave spices in the bottom of a pan for too long without putting your liquid thing in there. It's because spices
your liquid thing
going whatever, you know, raising. Your broth or whatever, your Baldo juice. But whatever you put in there, you can't leave the spices sit too long because they'll burn. And it's going to be worse in a grill because you cook for so much longer on a charcoal grill. That it's just you're just gonna get that burnt smell like cruising around in your grill. I can't see how that would work.
Dan said that you could like throw some of the fat from whatever you're cooking on the grill, and that would be good.
That's why the best thing about grilling like steaks with a nice ring of fat on the outside is when that sucker sizzles and drops the fat onto the hot coals, and then it just brings that grease back up into the meat. It's great.
Gotta have grease meat, 100%.
If you're having people over and you're having like a backyard cookout, if you're not serving greased meat to all your guests,
you're like, nobody's coming back for seconds. I have the finest of greasiest meats for you to enjoy. Greasiest meats.
You're gonna be in my backyard enjoying my greased meat all afternoon.
Stop saying it.
The problem is, I can't say. That it doesn't
bring a
work
dish to pass
because I haven't tried it yet, Travis. I guess I need to try it to make sure. And I guess it's probably going to smell real bad and it's not going to work. But then at least I know, you know, like you see these things on social media. And I mean, you see this guy, and this guy was very confident dumping all of this seasoning. I mean, like he had thrown like vegetables onto the coals. He had like a whole fucking thing. And then he's just pouring on the fucking garlic salt. Like he had like one of those big ass Sam's Club tumblers of garlic salt. And I mean, like, he looked
like different if you had like a foil dish at the bottom of your grill sitting on the coals and you had some sort of liquid in there and you were putting the seasonings and the vegetables and things there. Cause then you're simmering it. It's almost like if you put something in a crock pot, you're getting all those different flavors penetrating the meat. But if you're sitting it on the coals directly, it's just going to burn out.
Maybe he's smoking instead of grilling. That's the other.
Yeah, that's where my thought process goes. Are you making like delicious flavored smoke? But anytime you use garlic, they say don't put it in until like the last minute because if you burn garlic, everything's going to taste like shit. Yeah. So like, why are you putting it? I'm so confused.
There's a fine line with garlic on it being perfectly done and burnt shit. Listen, I will season on the grill, right? Like if I have chicken, you know, or steaks, whatever, I'll season on the grill. Everything has been seasoned and is kind of sitting and seasoning, but I'll throw extra seasoning on the grill and again when I flip it. So some of those seasonings obviously get onto the coals, but it's not doing anything. It's just burning.
It's more smoke.
Shannon.
Bartius and greasy some meats.
Not safe for water coolers. Should I tell people to check out Not Safe for Water Coolers? Where the hell's that at? Is it coming back? What are you doing?
It's not.
Oh, is it done? You guys retired?
Stop it.
Are you retired?
No, it's not retired. It's in hiatus. We need a producer.
We need a producer?
We're hiring.
I know.
Please send your applications to notsafeforwatercoolers@gmail.com.
Okay.
You spell that out all the way? Not safe for water coolers.
That's such a long email address.
So just get a hold of them.
Like literally everyone that's in chat right now has my cell phone number to text me.
Get a hold of these guys if you want to produce their show.
Guys, what we're going to do.
You hear this in the podcast, you don't have any information, just get a hold of them.
Right. Yep. You know where to find me.
Shannon is a talent.
Oh, thank you.
She needs a home. you need to scoop her up and use her essence. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? Use my essence. Pinky phrasing. Good God.
What he said,
but in a non-pervy way.
Yeah.
Thank
Baldo.
You.
Shannon, I'm going to write out a Baldo ad for you to read every week.
No, please fucking stop.
as a woman, there's nothing I like more than a couple of testicles shoved inside
me. I have no balls. I literally have no foreskin in the game. You guys,
until you try it, it might be the best thing going, and you don't know. You don't know until you try it, is what I'm saying. And like, for a mere $65, you could give it a try, and like, it could be the greatest fucking thing you've ever done. Who knows, Travis? We could have just been using our penises all these years, and we didn't need to. We could have kept our penises pristine. Would you still be a virgin, Travis, if you just used your balls?
Yeah.
Guys, we're gonna go.
Or you can light you could light 3 20s and a 5 on fire. And just watch it burn.
Yeah.
One portion of the book says babies are taught to be racist or anti-racist. There is no neutrality. Another portion of the book, they recommend the babies confess when being racist. Now, this is a book that is taught at Georgetown Day School to students in pre-K through second grade, so 4 through 7 years old. Anti-racist baby. Do you agree with this book that is being taught with kids that babies are racist?
Anti-racist baby.
Anti-racist baby.
Anti-racist baby.
Anti-racist baby.
Don't be a racist baby.
WFOD.
I just read an article. It said the online pornography is damaging the sexual expectations of the young men in America. Oh. Isn't that sad? But it's like, come on, ladies. Have we not been getting let down by romantic comedies for decades? Okay, I'm 35. I thought I would be married to a time traveler by now. What's the expectation? Oh, sorry, boys. Sorry, you had to find out you're not going to get hot wax dripped on your chest by a model, okay? I've never been on a fucking picnic. Who do I gotta blow to eat a sandwich on the grass?
Watching it for you. Does this movie have horses? We're watching it for you. Does this movie have horses? We're watching it for you. Does this movie have horses? We're watching it for you.
Shout out to Liquid Lozenge for this week's Horse Report. He let us know that the 2015 science fiction action film Hardcore Henry does have a horse in it.
Tender and comforting. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
welcome back. Our guest tonight is one of the hosts of the Lady Journey podcast and a stand-up comedian. Her new album is called Feeling of Emptiness. You can check it out at katiehannigan.com/album. As Katie Hannigan is on the program.
Hello, it's me.
Hi, why do you have to say it like that, Travis? It's weird. We have a guest.
Me, Travis.
Me, Travis. Like, what are you doing?
Katie, Shannon is a friend of ours from another podcast. She's not usually on the show. I think that I asked her to be on the show with us, like, so that there's another lady, so that it's not weird. Is it, that's a weird thing to do, though, right?
Mike is intimidated by women. That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah,
like, I
won't be in a room with only men, and I won't be on a phone call with only men.
Well yeah.
Like, so this worked out perfectly.
A bunch of weird hetero dudes call you on a Sunday. And I felt like if you had like a solidarity thing with another woman, that might be good. But like now that I'm thinking about it, it's a weird thing to do.
Shannon, do you feel used at all by being brought in to do this?
No, I feel validated in this because I feel like I'm protecting Katie because I've known both of you for over a decade and you're both fucking creeps.
Yeah.
So Katie, you're in good company. I've got your back.
What are you talking about, Shannon?
I will not let the show me on the dolphin touch you.
What's wrong with me?
Quit doing that voice. No,
you are not. Nothing wrong with me.
Snapping into a Slim Jim, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. You're not the Kool-Aid man. You're not Randy Travis. I don't know what you're doing with this bit.
I am Randy Travis.
No, you're not.
No, I love it.
I'm sorry, Katie.
I'm having a great time.
I am so sorry. I'm here. I'm here to protect you. I apologize for them.
Thank you. Women's month.
Yeah, dirty talking Randy Savage or whatever bit Travis is trying to come up with his head. We're not like, slapping
I'm trying to let Katie get some time to wake up, brush the, you know, the sleep out of her eyes. You know, I don't want to alarm the poor gal.
Yeah.
You don't think you've already fucking done that, Travis? Jesus Christ.
Why, by busting out my popular character, Dirty T?
Yes, no, this is not the time for jerks.
Katie, let's talk about the album. You self-produced it, Feeling of Emptiness, that just came out?
Yes, I completely self-produced it. And it was a lot of work. And I thought, you know, I don't know if you guys have done any albums, but I thought seems like it would be easy. And it was not. So it was kind of a wild ride of learning a lot of new things and messing things up. And I did accidentally list it as New Age somehow. So, but now it's out there. Feeling of Emptiness. Go get it and listen to it. And it's next to Enya, apparently.
Yeah,
that's a perfect place for a comedy album.
I love it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem.
It's on Spotify. I thought all the comedy was removed from Spotify. I saw people complaining about that. I guess if you're self-produced, you can do whatever you want, though? Or did they work that whole thing out?
I think the thing with Spotify is Spotify pays the writer of the song and they also pay the performer of the song. So in the case of comedy, they only pay the performer. So you get half the royalties that you would in another context, you know, on Apple Music or something, for example. I think the comics that did complain about it had the music removed. And so I was kind of debating if I should put it on Spotify or not. But I thought, okay, I'll just put it on Spotify, but I won't make it available on Spotify on my website or anything. So if I have friends who want to hear it, but they, you know, they can't afford to, like, they can just do it on Spotify. I don't care. I'll still get, like, a little money.
Do you really want friends that can't afford to listen to your album?
I guess not, but, you know, maybe the young people, young people, you know.
No, I think what Katie is saying, and Katie, correct me if I'm wrong here, that you are basically the Macklemore of female stand-up comedy right now. Self-made. You don't have a label. Yeah. You are the Macklemore.
Exactly. Where are you guys based?
All the quadrants. Mike is in St. Louis. I am in the middle of Wisconsin. And Shannon?
I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, my God.
With Macklemore.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, he's my neighbor. He's, like, just, super nice, too.
I bet. Thrifting. Going thrifting all the time. I was just in Seattle. I was there a month ago.
Oh, nice. Were you doing a show?
Yeah, at Laugh.
Oh, Laughs Comedy Club in Kirkland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm so sad that I missed that.
Yeah, they were so cool. They were so nice to me. I loved it.
They're really nice. And they just relocated in the building and everything in the facility. And now that after the pandemic, live comedy is becoming a thing again. It's really nice. And they're really trying to boost people to get them out and like that face presence again and doing live shows. So that's really great. Nice. And I'm glad they took care of you. Next time you're in town, let me know.
Yeah, I will.
Do you have time to socialize when you fly in to do some shows, or do you pretty much just do the shows and sit in a hotel room and wait to go home?
Well, I mean, pretty much, but I try to do like before the show on Saturday, I'll try to do dinner with somebody. So if I have somebody, if I know somebody who lives in town, I'll be like, let's just get a quick dinner close to the club. Just to slip in, you know, a little fun time, because otherwise it can get intense being in the hotel for the whole day. It's like kind of like The Shining, except for...
That escalated quickly, Katie. Kind of like The Shining.
Like The Shining in the Hampton.
Where the hell did that come from?
Just in a Hampton Inn this weekend, and that's what it felt like. I felt like they had like a coffee bar that was out, you know, which it's like, it's not good coffee. It's just watered down. But I kept seeing every time I was in the lobby grabbing something, there would be a guy out there with no shoes on. And I just felt like, wow, this is horrific.
That's my favorite when they have the complimentary breakfast the next morning and you have people walking through trying to make their waffles with no shoes on. And then you can tell that they slept in those disgusting shorts and crop tops. It's like, yeah, that's.
I bet the ice has poop in it. Too.
That's when I always grab those already shelled hard boiled eggs and eat them up because you know those are going
to
be good.
Yeah, I get a few pieces of toast and I'm back to the room. Yeah. a little poke and I'm out of there.
Yeah. So you're pretty much safe to grab a banana and run away.
Yes.
Katie, Shannon just referenced somebody brought to our attention this week that how gross the ice machines are at restaurants. That you shouldn't get a ice if you get a beverage anywhere. And it's really messed me up. God. And I don't really know what to do about it because. They implied that there's like the same bacteria that's in poop in all the ice.
Oh, like the neurovirus or something.
Yeah,
that was the one that took down Chipotle.
Oh, is that what was in Chipotle? I guess that neglectful restaurant employees don't think about the ice machine too much, and if they do, they don't do a thorough enough job cleaning it. A lot of people know about this, but I didn't know about it.
Wow, it's a known fact.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow, that's scary. I don't like ice. I don't like ice. Because I don't like something to be too cold.
You don't like too cold? You like
a good cold mouth.
A good warm temperature, like a room temperature mouth?
I like a good hot Pepsi. No, I'm from the Midwest. You get it.
I have to boil my Pepsi over the stove before I enjoy it.
I could go for a real tepid Sprite right now. Who says that? No.
You get a flat room temperature Fresca, please.
Oh, Fresca. Yeah, it feels like an apocalyptic drink, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We sit around the fire with a warm Coke. Tell stories.
Yeah, I certainly think that I'm...
Kids, when I was younger, we could get this, and it was just slightly chilled. Carbonated. Yeah.
I think I'm going bottles from now on, Travis.
Mike doesn't like cans either. See, this is the problem, Katie. Oh, you came on a week when Mike learned something that grossed him out, and he hasn't been able to stop thinking about it for like 5 days. The last time it was talking about how dirty cans were to drink out of, and he wouldn't shut up about that for 2 weeks. But now he's found out about this ice. And we're on this ice kick, and we're going to be hearing about this.
We're
going
to get to a point where I'm going to have nothing to drink because cans are gross. Like you're putting your mouth right on the thing that like anybody can touch, Travis. I mean, at least with the bottle, there's that little bit under the cap.
Yeah, well, you got to get a straw for the can. I love a good can. I get a straw.
Oh, a can straw. That's good. That's good, Katie. I had
can straw. I was like, why do you have to say it like that? You have no future in marketing. Can straw.
Just keep like a package with you. But then what about the turtles, Katie? The turtles get the straws in their nose.
That's a fallacy.
You know,
we've had that discussion.
I don't know that I care about the turtles.
Oh.
I don't know that I care. But I'll tell you, I stopped eating octopus So I'm willing to do that, at least. That's where I draw the line with my foods. I do not eat octopus anymore.
You're an environmentalist at heart.
Yes. That's my one thing I don't eat. Because I learned on TikTok, where I get my news, that they are sentient and they can feel and they have a myriad emotions. So I decided, okay, I'm going to give it up until I feel like it again.
Yeah, but you know, they say pigs are really, really smart too, but I'm not going to give up bacon just because Wilbur knows that you took his kid away.
Well, no, pigs, I read that they're as smart as 3-year-old kids.
Oh. Yep.
And yes. It's really messed up for me because I taught preschool for like 8 years and my kids were all 3 to 3.5. Or they were like 3 to 4. And so I would just think about that all the time. And they would say things like, oh, I love you. And I had a dream last night. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, I'm never eating bacon again. And then I would just eat it. So,
yeah.
And then I would think about it as I was eating it.
I would imagine that everything's probably bummed out that they're being murdered and eaten.
You imagine how good like a 3-year-old kid would probably taste though. Oh. Like little Valentina.
Well, I was going to tell Katie, I was like, because you know how smart octopi are, and I think they actually changed the pluralization of that, but whatever. I'm going to go back to
octopuses.
Octopieses? Octopises? But anyway, they're really smart, but they only live for a couple of years.
Oh, really? How long do they live?
And then, so you don't give a shit about the turtles that are here for 200 years, but that octopus lives for 3 years, and you're like, well, I'm here for this guy.
Yeah, but that octopus has got a better quality of life in those 3 years. So you want
to octopus?
They have like, a good time.
I'm on team Tortuga. I speak for the turtles. I think this is the first thing that Katie and I disagree on.
Oh no, a rip.
She's not calling you when she comes to Seattle now, Shannon.
She's ruining it.
Do you do straws, Shannon?
I do not. I have silicone ones. If I do.
I do have the silicone ones at home. I guess you could carry a metal straw in your handbag for a little soda, you know?
And those are only for at home use. Like if I'm out in the streets and like I get a drink or something like that, I just drink it out of the damn cup. Your mouth is a fucking built-in straw. Like, I don't know why you need a freaking vessel. You need some sort of piping apparatus to get liquid into your face. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you take the lid off, you put it in the recycling bin, you drink out of the freaking cup.
Shannon, like, even chimpanzees use straws. It's baked into our, like, evolutionary brain to use straws. Like, chimps will stick a little, like, a straw-like plantation device into an anthill or something and just suck those bad boys up. Fuck the turtles.
Yeah, plastic.
No, don't really fuck bad. The turtles. No, you guys. We speak for the turtles and the minks.
Paper straw, would you do it?
Yeah, paper straw.
Oh, paper straws are fucking disgusting. I'd rather go strawless than a paper straw.
Disgusting?
They collapse real quick. I kind of like a paper straw, though. It makes me feel like I'm in the 1920s and I'm on a date with the soda.
I'm speaking. This is a stick-up. See? I'm drinking a soda. See?
Yeah, my guy has got me a little strawberry cake.
There's a sense of urgency to a paper straw too, right? You gotta get it done before the straw just completely shoots the shit.
Yes.
And dies.
I like a paper straw when I'm drinking alcohol, you know, because I like to just get it in quick.
Yeah.
Agreed. Don't have any time for the ingestion part of it. Just get it in my body.
Katie, weird question. Do you frequent like the Zenni Optical, or do you have really good vision insurance?
Yes, I go to Zenni.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. I love them. And I've been going there for years. They're the best place.
Because you wearing a different pair of glasses every time I see a picture of you. And I said, man, that's a lot of glasses.
Yeah. Zenni is very affordable. But my glasses that are big, my glasses that I wore on The Late Show, they're like really big glasses. They almost seem like they're a statement piece. But those are actually the glasses that I got from when I was briefly on the New York State Medicaid program. Those were the free glasses that they gave me. And I was like, I can't not wear these.
Yeah, I buy a lot of cheap ones because then if I break them or if my dog eats them or something, I don't feel too bad about it. So yeah, I'm a Zenny person too.
I love Zenny.
Yeah, because I sit on them or I lose them. Like there's some at the bottom of lakes.
Mike, now that's the kind of sponsorship we need to get, not the shit you're bringing to the show.
Not dogs, right?
I take what I can get, Travis.
You got to talk glowingly about these Zennies. You got to approach the Zennies people.
Katie, yeah. where should I send people?
Actually, you can send them to my website, katiehannigan.com/album. So that's where you can find my album and get it, find it on the various platforms. And then also I'm on Twitter at Katie Hannigan. I'm on Instagram at Katie Hannigan Forever. I also have Katie a Hannigan podcast forever. Called Lady Journey that people can listen to if they're into ladies and journeys.
Did that kind of start off as a joke and then became real? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a joke and it's kind of also not a joke. Because it's kind of a joke and it's kind of exactly who we are.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the answer to your question is yes and sort yes. of.
Katie, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a bit. It was fun. Guys, go to katiehannigan.com/album. Check out her album. It's great, Katie. I listened to it a couple times already. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you so much.
And
great.
Get some sleep.
Did you listen to it on Spotify? I have to ask.
I did. I listened to it on Spotify. I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Go on, Comedy Macklemore. You're fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie. It was really fun awesome. Talking to you.
She definitely remembered that she was doing this show today.
She did not, Travis.
What do you mean?
We rebounded, though, Travis. It was a little weird there for a minute, but...
Well, then, Travis, what the fuck were you doing? Like, she wasn't prepared. She was, like, kind of taken off guard. And then you come in with, like, Randy Travis or Randy Savage.
I made it kind of weird, too, because I realized what I had done. Shannon, I invited you on the show to like be our token. Shannon,
why am I the token? I'm not good at this. You know this.
I'm a creep, Shannon. I was like, oh, Mike, yes. This gal's
Mike
gonna
needs
be
a female translator.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I was no help whatsoever.
It's like when you get in trouble for racism nothing. And you're like, no, I have a black friend.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's what it was, Travis. Like I had like a guilty conscience. I was like, oh, this gal's going to think we're weird. We need to have Shannon.
Yeah. And you did that on, Katie just said, you did that during Women's Month. So
How am I less weird? How am I going to soften the blow?
Way to add to the annals of herstory.
I called myself out, Shannon, because that's what I'm growing as a person. Like, you know, yes, I am. See, I realized that I had done a weird thing and I called myself out. I said, Mike, you're a creep.
Step one is identifying that you have a problem, and you've been very good about that lately.
Travis, I think by the end of this show,
I'm crying.
I'm going to be like really well adjusted.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's been a journey. It's going over a decade. It's going very slowly.
Travis,
eventually you'll be a good person.
A psychiatrist or a psychologist, one of the two. And I had
like drugs?
1.5 sessions. And the guy told me that I was cured and that I didn't need to come back again.
Of what? What was your
seriously? Like I had 2 telecommunication counselings with this guy. And like near the end of the second one, he just told me, dude, there's nothing I can do. You're good.
You're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
But what was wrong with you in the initial
you don't
thing,
need
right?
my
like,
help.
Oh, you're
you
just,
have graduated
you're just good.
Psychiatry. So I didn't go anymore because you know I'm already fine. And that really made me feel good.
So internet dude on the phone said that you are mentally sound and fit.
Shannon, I was paying this guy $60 a week. He could have taken my $60.
Oh, shit, I'll tell you, you're not crazy for $60
a week. As long
as
he wanted. But
get my memo.
That's not the way to do it. You need to string him along and take $60 every week and tell him there is something wrong. You got to talk about his dreams.
And he couldn't do it because I'm so fucking well-adjusted, Travis. I didn't need it. And he couldn't lie and pretend that I did. That's a man of integrity.
You're so fucking well-adjusted. Sorry.
This is a true story, guys. I'm not doing a bit.
Yeah.
I'm perfect.
You're not doing a bit right now?
Okay. I mean, Travis, you listen to this stuff and you think, oh, Mike's weird because he thinks cans are gross. But I will argue that I'm the only one that's not weird.
That's what insane people think.
Insane people are the ones who just drink out of cans and never think about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a good visual gag that our podcast listeners are guys, when Shannon did that, she took a big chug of a Bud Light.
Out of a can.
Yeah. It's noon there. It's noon
like
there.
A real man. Yeah. Well, God, it's Sunday, I never do a podcast at noon on a Sunday. And then I'm glad that I like kind of primed everything and like had a drink or two because she was not prepared. So I just had to, you know, come out guns a-blazing and like make her feel welcome because Travis was being weird. You were being weird. How am I supposed to like navigate through this fucking podcast? Y'all are being
blindly like we do.
Travis, pick of the week.
No plan.
It's actually a band that's been around since the 90s, but I had never heard any of their music before. I've gotten really into the band My Morning Jacket this week. Mm-hmm. I had never listened to them before. I knew that there was a band named that. But like they have like a lot of long, long songs where they kind of jam and it kind of drudges along and builds and eventually gets kind of wacky. And like they play a lot of guitars. And it's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So if you're unfamiliar with the band, if you've been listening to My Morning Jacket for a long time, you probably think I'm a dipshit and this is a bad pick of the week. But if you haven't, guys, you're going to be excited. Because they're fun.
Hey, it took me years to discover My Chemical Romance. You know, the same deal. Knew that it was a band that existed. You know, probably heard a song on the radio. But once I actually listened to the album, it was like, holy shit. These My Chemical Romance heads, they were onto something.
Mm-hmm.
You like the My Chemical Romance? I mean, yeah.
Do.
He's Travis, not okay.
Travis' pick of the week?
Yeah, Travis's pick. Of the week here, speaking of International Women's Month or whatever this is, Life and Beth, the new Amy Schumer Hulu program. And I know what you're saying, Amy Schumer. And that is
what
I
was thinking
for a while, was that I was done with Amy Schumer's stick. Really not interested in anything she's doing anymore. But the wife wanted to watch it. So we watched it, the first episode, and it is great. Really good. It's not her usual bullshit. It's kind of a coming of age flashback story and like her current life that's kind of a mess. It's quite good. Give it a chance, even if, like I said, like me, you were over Amy Schumer's shtick. It's not that. It is. We burned through all 10 episodes in the span of 24 hours. So good show. Hulu.
Shannon, pick of the week. Something you want the people to know about, Shannon? Something you've been watching? You've been. Listening to Shannon, pick of the week.
Mine is musically adjacent as well. So I was talking about Cisco's thong song. You know, everyone knows the song, like, let me see that thong. But I did not remember the music video, and I did not know how it would hold up being over 20 years old. That end of it, he's like, he invented twerking. Like, these girls have their hands on their thighs. I think they were doing back support, but it was twerking. But it was like the invention of twerking. And then the last 30 seconds of that music video, the women are like human glow sticks and he's dancing. And then he's like crowd surfing on the hands. I was like, I did not know Cisco was such a performer. I remembered him as being like a silver haired, like, amazing performer, but thong song. Watch the music video. It's
thong
beautiful.
Song.
Your pick of the week is the thong song music video.
Yes, that is my pick of the week. Okay. And it's over 20 years old.
Hey,
let's go.
We're not here to shame anybody with their picks of the week. So, head on over to YouTube and watch the thong song.
Do it. It's fucking delightful and it holds up. It's a performance and a half.
So don't look up like live perform. What is Cisco doing now? Was he on The Masked Singer?
I don't know.
Was Cisco a masked singer?
I don't care about that.
I don't watch it. I watched the first season of The Masked Singer, and I thought that it was a really cool premise. But then the first season, you could guess people because they had very obvious guests. But now it's just like so obscure. And then you're like, who's this fucking YouTuber? Like, oh, okay. Like, it's a ninja from like gaming or something like that. I don't fucking know if he sings or anything like that. I don't know what a singing voice sounds like doing.
When you're pumping out 50 seasons per year, it's the same thing that happened to Dancing with the Stars.
I watched the first couple of this new season, and it's hard because you know Rudy Giuliani's one of them. And so you just think everybody's Rudy Giuliani. You're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely Rudy Giuliani.
Everybody's Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, like the people that I've thought were Rudy Giuliani, so far none of them have been Rudy Giuliani. Mm. But, I mean, I guess he's one of them, right? I don't think they cut him out of the show.
I mean, he's legitimately a person, so he could be one of them in anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Guessing Rudy Giuliani would be, like, a strong bet all the time. He doesn't seem like a fun guy. Do you think he's a fun guy? How would you – like, would you have a beer with the dude?
He seemed fun around 9/11.
What the fuck?
Guys, we did it. Be sure to head on over to WFODshow.com/Baldo and click that happy little testicle man.
If you don't want to click that testicle man, just either join our Patreon or Venmo Mike some money so he can stop using Skype.
Follow me on
Double Dick Week this week. We got 2 episodes coming at you. So if you think that's worth a buck, go ahead and help us upgrade the show.
Upgrade! I'm Dil Dan.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
You didn't know it's over.
Well.